Hey Mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Joy-Filled Podcast. If this is your first time listening, tuning in, I just want to say a big, huge welcome and thank you for tuning into the podcast, however you found it. I am so happy that you're here. Whether you are folding laundry or going on your morning walk or doing the dishes or taking some time for you, I hope that you leave encouraged and refreshed and equipped to do this thing called motherhood with the joy of the Lord as your strength. I am so grateful that I get a few minutes just to speak and encourage and just hopefully fill you up. So I'm so happy that you're here. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about looking for and seeing God in the mundane, messy, everyday moments of motherhood. Because, I mean, these moments are what make up motherhood, and a lot of times these are the words used to describe motherhood, you know, messy, mundane, sometimes even boring. Like it can feel monotonous and repetitive, especially in this season with littles at home, and kind of feels like you're doing the same thing every day. And it kind of feels like, what is so special about this and about what I'm doing? And so that's why today I just want to talk about, how in the world do we see God and see His goodness and His richness and His mercy, and we see Him in these everyday kind of mundane, less than perfect, less than special moments of motherhood? I think that it's easy to feel far from God because we don't have, you know, we don't have the time that we used to have. Maybe, you know, before you became a mom, you were used to, like, I have my time with God at a certain time every day, and this is how it is, and this is my routine. And then, you know, motherhood kind of changed all of that for you. Or maybe you've kind of kept God in a box most of your life. Like, you pull Him out on Sundays or when you need Him, and then you're pretty much able to do the rest of life on your own. And motherhood has really shaken up your God box and made you realize that it doesn't really work that way. And I need God more than just, you know, on Sunday or in the morning at 7 a.m. or fill in the blank. So, you know, I know for me, this is really true. I kind of fall into that category of keeping God in a box without even realizing it, really. I've been a Christian my whole life. I have loved Jesus my whole life. And never intentionally did I put God in a box. Like, I always felt like Christians that do that, like, oh, don't be that Christian, you know? But in hindsight, I realized that I really did. You know, I kind of pulled God out whenever it was convenient for me, or whenever it worked, or whenever I needed Him. But motherhood was truly the first time I ever experienced something that I couldn't do in my own strength. Like, everything else in my life up until I became a mom was pretty much, I was able to figure it out. Like, obviously, I never intended to do things in my own strength. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. It was never that I was blatantly trying to exclude God. It was just that, like, my relationship with God felt more like I'm holding the reins and God is in the passenger seat next to me and I'm driving and God is kind of just with me along for the ride, but I was really driving. And when I became a mom and it was like my whole life flipped upside down, I realized that this is how I had been viewing God or seeing God without even realizing it. And so becoming a mom kind of made me have to take pause and reevaluate my relationship with God and say, you know what, God, actually, I don't want to be the driver. I am not a good driver. I do not want to drive anymore. You take the wheel. It's yours. My life is yours. And it's been quite, I don't like this word, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's been quite the journey. But it's really been the most sanctifying and beautiful experience learning to be in community with Jesus every single day. Before I became a mom, I really had only experienced like the Holy Spirit and community with the Holy Spirit in like church conference settings or big corporate settings like that. I had never truly had like an intimate experience with God and an intimate everyday relationship with God. I had always longed for it and I had always wanted it, but it was never something that I had. And now on the other side, I truly feel like I am in constant communication, constant relationship with God, and I truly see Him in every, obviously I'm not perfect at it, but I aim to see Him in everything that I do because it's what sustains me. Like I truly am at a place where I'm like, I can't do this on my own and I don't want to do this on my own. And maybe you can relate and you have kept God in a box without realizing it, or maybe you've been raised with only one view of God as a very distant God. But I just want you to know God is a God of community. God is a God that wants to dwell with you and walk alongside you. You know, the whole reason that Jesus left earth was so that we could have access to the Holy Spirit, so that something better could come, better equipped to help us. And rather than Jesus as a person who's only able to do so much, the Holy Spirit came and was able to dwell among all of us and be a friend and helper for all of us, not just those that were in physical contact with Him. And so if that's not proof that God longs to dwell with you, then I don't know what is. God wants to be with you, but you have to be the one to invite Him in. And I know that that sounds like, okay, well, how do I do that? Like, I don't even know where to start. So we're gonna get there. I'm gonna share some really easy things that you can do to help you see God in the everyday moments, because it's about a perspective shift and a life mentality shift more than anything else. So the first thing that you should do, and one thing that I try to do every day, if not most days, if not every day, is I just pray, Lord, give me eyes to see you. Give me eyes to see your goodness. Give me eyes to see your hand at work in my home and in my kids and in, you know, my relationships and in everything that I do. Give me eyes to see you. Another thing that you should do if you are longing to see God in the everyday, mundane, messy moments that feel not so special, ask Him to reveal Himself to you. He will always answer that prayer. You know, the Bible says, draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. And that is true 100% of the time. You know, there are some prayers that are, we pray them and the answer is, you know, not right now or no, or it's a closed door. But when you pray these prayers, when you pray, give me eyes to see you, and when you pray, Lord, reveal yourself to me, God will answer those prayers and He will come through because He wants to know you and He wants you to know Him, because life is so much better when we are in community with Him. Life is so much better when we are looking for him. Motherhood is so much better when we are constantly on the lookout for the goodness of God in our kids and in our homes and in our relationships and in everything that we do. When we are constantly on the lookout for his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his joy, we will find it. And that's the last thing that we need to do, is look expectantly for good things. When you are looking for good things, you will find good things. And that's not some woo-woo law of attraction manifestation thing. That's just perspective. If you are looking for all of the negative about your life, you know, if you are looking for all the worst things, if your mindset is focused on all the worst parts of your life, all the things that make you grumpy and all the things that you wish you didn't have to do, then that's what's going to find you and that's what you're going to see and that's what you're going to notice. But if you are looking for the goodness of God, if you are looking for his joy and his presence and his peace and his mercy in everything that you do, then that is what you will find. So look expectantly for him. Look expectantly for good things and you will find the good things. You will start to see your kids in a different light. You will start to see your chores, because we all have them. A big part of our life is homemaking and caring for our home, but you will begin to see it in a different light. If it has felt monotonous to you, or if it has felt like it's just, you know, you're just a housekeeper, I challenge you to go into it with this perspective of looking for God in every area, in everything that you do. Look for him as you're doing the dishes. Look for him as you're folding the laundry. Look for him as your kids are playing, and you will find him, and you will see all the little moments that he's given you, all the little gifts that he's given you throughout the day that you might be missing because you're not looking for them. You know, there's times when I see my kids doing something together and I'm like, thank you, God, for giving me the eyes to see that, because that blessed my heart. You know, when they're being sweet to each other, or they're helping each other, or, you know, when I hear them, they're playing, and we've been really working on manners and like saying you're sorry and all of that. And so, you know, when they're playing and then one of them accidentally hurts the other one and the other one just automatically goes, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like, God, thank you for giving me ears to hear and eyes to see your goodness in my life. And that's not only for people who are, you know, like doing really cool things or doing ministry work or things like that. Like, that is for us as mothers. Those words are for us too, that, you know, if we seek him, we will find him. And if we draw near to him, he draws near to us. That is for us, not just, you know, at 6 a.m. every day for 30 minutes, but every moment of every day. So I want to encourage you, draw near to him, pray and ask him to reveal himself to you and give you eyes to see his goodness, and then look for the good. Look for him and you will find him. If you are looking for God in your day, if you are looking for God in the mundane, if you are looking for God in the mess, if you are looking for God in the places where you wish you didn't have to do this, you know, if you're looking for God in the chores that you wish you could just outsource to somebody else, even there, you will find him. Because as we draw near to him, he draws near to us 100% of the time. Can I pray for you real quick before we go? God, I thank you for my sister, and I just lift her up to you. Lord, if she feels far from you, if she feels like maybe she's been keeping you in a box and, you know, she doesn't even know where to start in her relationship with you, God, I pray that you would draw near to her. Lord, I pray that you would give her eyes to see your goodness in all that you're doing in her life, that she would have eyes to see your hand over each of her kids and in her home and in her relationships. God, I pray that you would reveal yourself to her, and that you would change her eyes, that you would help her look expectantly for good things. Because Lord, we know that your word says that if we seek you, we will find you. I thank you so much for her, and I just pray blessing over her home and her family and her kids and over herself, God, that you would just fill her up, God, that you would refresh her, recharge her, God, that you would just give her a renewed spirit and a renewed joy and expectancy in motherhood. God, I thank you for her. I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.